From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his visit to the White House Tuesday underscored strong bilateral relations. President Donald Trump underscored the mutual interest in combating terrorism.
Today we face a new enemy in the fight against terrorism, and again we seek to face this threat together. The Turkish people have faced horrible terrorist attacks. We offer our compassion to the victims, and we offer our support to the Turkish nation.
He vowed U.S. support for the Turkish fight against groups like Islamic State and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Through an interpreter, Mr. Erdogan described relations as reaching a level of strategic partnership.
We are determined to expand our relations, and I believe my current official visit to the United States will mark a historical turn of tide. Whether it be throughout our bilateral discussions, whether it be the discussions that we shall have between the delegations, I think we are going to enjoy some further gains in terms of the future of our relations.
But he cautioned that the PKK and the YPG Kurdish militia in Syria, which the U.S. announced early this month it will arm against Islamic State, will never be accepted. Violence in Central African Republic has prompted thousands to flee the country. Dozens have reportedly been killed in the border city of Bangassou, as well as the towns of Alindao and Bria by Christian anti-Balaka militia who have been targeting Muslims. Among the victims are at least six UN peacekeepers. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric discussed efforts in Bria.
Peacekeepers conducted searches and clashes with anti-Balaka fighters in parts of the town. And in parallel, the mission escorted some 250 civilians seeking protection in a mosque.
The violence is a new escalation in the sectarian clash that have engulfed the country since 2013. This is VOA News.